the Martioda relics. This group of reliquaries is from Martioda, a small village on the plains of Álava that belonged to the manor of the Hurtado de Mendoza family. It comprises two groups: 12 skulls set out on embroidered fabrics with several other decorated bones, and a large display case housing 6 scenic relics and a reliquary altarpiece. There are also 2 windowed boxes containing relics. The reliquaries were brought from Brussels, following the marriage of Antonia Hurtado de Mendoza, born in Martioda, and a daughter of one of the most powerful noble families in Álava, and Juan de Nicolalde, general overseer of the Spanish army in Flanders from 1641 to 1647, and a secretary at the courts of Philip III and Philip IV. They stood in the oratories of the 2 mansions owned by the Nicolaldes in Urrechu, Guipúzcoa, and were later moved to the church at Martioda as part of the inheritance of later members of the lineage. Owning rich, opulent oratories containing relics was a status symbol and a mark of power. It was like having a little bit of heaven at home. It was therefore something that noble families in the 16th and 17th centuries sought after greatly. Originally, these items served to show off the private wealth of the nobility, as only the aristocracy could afford them. When the Provincial Council of Álava acquired the historic buildings at Martioda in 1971, they became public property, and they now bear witness to the rich heritage shared by society as a whole. Relics are body parts of saints, which are venerated as a direct link to heaven. These particular relics are said to be from soldiers of the so-called Theban Legion and from the Virgin Maidens of the entourage of St. Ursula, who were martyred in the 2nd and 3rd centuries. Both these legendary groups became highly popular in the Middle Ages, sparking great devotion throughout Europe for centuries. The Thebans were a Roman legion of over 6,000 men, led by St. Maurice, who were martyred at the towns of Trier, Xanten, and elsewhere along the Rhine in Germany. St. Ursula and the 11,000 virgin maidens said to accompany her were martyred in Cologne. All these relics are laid out on rich fabrics of various colours. Red symbolises the spilled blood of the martyrs. Green alludes to youth and heaven, and white to virginity and purity. Embroidered into the fabrics are bright metallic threads that form vases, tendrils, fleur-de-lis, and other plant motifs. They also feature sequins, red vitreous paste flowers, droplets of blown glass, tiny strips of sewn-in metal, and fine stitching, produced and laid out by highly skilled hands. This makes the relics particularly rich, with shiny, deep colours. They were designed this way to give a symbolic image of the saints in the brightness of heaven. The 6 scenic relics in the top display case are depictions in miniature of scenes from heaven and paradise. The bones are surrounded by miniature gardens with plants, trees and flowers made of wire, silk yarn in various colours and bright metallic threads. They are linked to the type of art known as closed gardens, found among communities of nuns and beguines in Flanders. The reliquary altarpiece is exquisitely designed and expertly polychromed. It contains numerous small relics, also decorated brightly in colours. Finally, there are 2 displays of relics that have lost their original configurations. Windowed reliquaries usually contained relics and wax figures. They were luxury items widely found in the homes of the nobility in the early modern period. As an ensemble, these reliquaries have great historic and artistic value, and are among the finest in Europe due to their type, the care taken in their aesthetics, and their exceptional state of preservation.